Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxon, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast was created for fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features women's volleyball player and basketball player Olivia Walsh. Walsh is the captain of both teams and had the unique opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament in both sports. The volleyball team will take on Swarthmore for the second time in a week on Saturday in the 2-3 matchup of the Centennial Conference playoffs. In this interview, Walsh discusses her time at Haverford, how the volleyball season went, and much more. Here's how the interview went.
What's the team's excitement level kind of going into, you know, another conference tournament bid?
Her team is really excited about this tournament. I think we all want some revenge after what happened last year. And I think that once you enter the tournament, anything can happen. So I think our team's just focusing on what we need to do right, and whoever we're playing, we need to play our game and play it well in order to win.
So not only are you captain of the volleyball team, but you're, you know, captain for the basketball team as well. So you're dealing with a lot of personalities. How have you dealt with being a leader for two teams?
It's definitely been a challenge and definitely been a learning curve, but I think just being honest with all my teammates and really just being there for whatever they need. I try to get to the end of basketball practice, try to catch them on a Saturday morning. So just being there and letting them know that whatever they need for me to do, like, I will be there no matter what. So just really being present.
So what is it like for you going from, because it's back-to-back sports too, it's volleyball and then basketball. Yeah. So when do you go from volleyball to basketball in terms of your preparation? Is there a particular time where that happens, or you just...
Just the day volleyball ends, the next day I start basketball, and I will be very sore for about a week, and
right.
Getting into the two different shapes.
Right.
Right now I'm in volleyball shape, and soon I'll be in basketball shape, but it's just something that I just turn on the next day and don't really think about, and beforehand just focusing on volleyball and focusing on winning and going as far as we can. And then when that ends, unfortunately, I go on and I have to move on to the next season, and it's exciting for both. It just happens to be the next day.
So you have also had the unique opportunity to go to an NCAA tournament with the volleyball team and the women's basketball team.
Yeah.
And there's not too many athletes who can say that. So what were those two experiences like for you?
Winning the basketball championship was probably my best athletic moment. It was an amazing time, amazing night. So happy. But and then going to the tournament was fun. We won our first game, and we got there, and everything's so official, and you really feel like you're playing college sports is what we were all saying to each other. And then for volleyball, unfortunately, we didn't win the conference, but getting an at-large bid was amazing, and none of us really expected it last year. We were all taken by surprise. Like, I thought I was starting basketball on Monday. Next thing you know, we were like, we still have another week. And then we took the first game, and that was amazing, and we were pretty banged up at that point. So I think just winning one game, we were all on top of the world, and it was such a great feeling.
Yeah, last year's volleyball season was kind of a roller coaster.
Yes.
You guys started off really well and then
dipped, and then came back up,
and then there was that. Then you lose in the conference tournament.
Dipped again.
And then this year has been again kind of ups and downs like that. So how being leader of the team, having the team go through so many roller coaster rides. What have been some of the things that you've told your teammates about kind of staying even keel?
I think one thing we really try to focus on is just keeping our energy up during every game, and we feel like when we lose, we really don't have like the enthusiasm and energy that we need to win a game, and they're long games, so tough teams. So I think we try to listen to music before when we're away on the bus ride there and try to get us pumped up for the games, and really trying to do whatever we can to, like, yell, like, scream, and just, like, get excited.
So, being a multi-sport athlete, who's been some of your major influences in, you know, both basketball and volleyball?
Definitely for basketball. When I was a freshman, Dom was here and Vic was here, and they were really big influences and really showed me what it's like to be a senior, and I truly looked up to them. And then last year with Jackie and Gert, they were awesome to have, and being a junior and being under them and seeing what they were doing directly was like really good learning experience. And then with volleyball, we had Maddie and Brody for 2 years, and when we didn't have any seniors my sophomore year, so just their presence, and they were always the most excited people to be at practice. They always were the hardest workers, and I think I really took those two things to heart, and that's what I try to do.
So let's take it back to, you're in high school and you're starting the process of looking at schools, which I'm sure is super stressful. What were some of the things that attracted you to Haverford College?
I liked that it was a small school. I came from a small high school. I liked that classes were small from an academic standpoint. And I really liked how the teams here really seemed like a family and really seemed like close-knit teams who everyone liked each other, everyone had fun with each other. So that really drew me to Haverford.
Did you want to play both sports in college, or how did that whole
So I was very undecided what I wanted to do. I actually first came here to recruit through Bobby, and then Bobby was like, oh, the volleyball team needs people. Like, you should go talk to Michelle. And I ended up talking to her, and things kind of just fell into place. I didn't go ED. I went regular. So I really was unsure what I wanted to do until February. I wish I would have gone ED, but... Yeah, so it kind of just happened that I ended up playing volleyball. My freshman year, I played a lot, and it was a lot of fun, and so it just worked out.
So, being the multi-sport athlete that you are, how have you balanced your life as a student athlete?
It is challenging, I would say. It's definitely tough. Time management is key. Also, I've learned that I need sleep in order to, like, not get sick or anything. So I really just manage my time very wisely, and any half hour gap I have, I try to use it to the full advantage and get as much work as I can done.
Is there one particular moment academically that stands out in your 4 years here, whether it's a good grade on a test or an interaction with the teacher?
I think that this year, actually going through thesis, has been really changed my perspective on, like, academics. I'm doing animal research, and it's really been, I love it, and I've really been, like, excited to go into lab and excited to see what we're doing, and it's been hard and it's challenging. It's something different than I've ever done before, but it's been an awesome experience so far.
Have you done any internships or anything to kind of help you prepare for life after college?
So this past summer, I worked at the Positive Psychology at UPenn, and I did psych research there. And it was a really interesting experience. I liked it a lot. And so now I'm still trying to figure out what exactly I want to do. I don't think I want to stick with just doing research. I want to do something on more of the clinical side where I interact with patients more.
Considering that you just had your senior day for your first sport, have you kind of done any look back on your 4 years playing volleyball and, you know, realizing that, you know,
definitely.
You may have only have a couple matches left.
Yeah, this could be our last week of practice. I've had an amazing 4 years here. I remember my freshman year looking up to our seniors being like, they're so old and they're so, they have everything together, and realizing that as time went by, realizing that they were still figuring it out. And I think just, it's been a great experience, and having five other seniors in my class has been a lot of fun, and we've all been through a lot, and I'm just excited for this weekend, because I think that's what these past 4 years we've worked up to this one point, and this is what we want, and I'm excited.
Okay, so this part of the interview is where you get to show off your personality a little more. So these are some rapid-fire questions. Just give me the first thing that pops into your head. Favorite sports team growing up?
The Giants.
Favorite movie?
Remember the Titans.
Favorite book?
The Great Gatsby.
Favorite food?
Pasta.
What kind of pasta?
Any pasta.
Favorite vacation spot?
California. I love California.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Superhero.
We're cartoon.
I wasn't into cartoons, really, to be honest.
So what did you watch when you were a kid?
We watched a lot of Barney, a lot of Disney Channel.
That's an acceptable answer. Okay. So we're going with Barney. What is the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
Oh, wow. Probably a country song. I don't know which song, but...
Okay. Share a personal fact that no one would guess about you.
I have two different color eyes.
Oh, well, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so these questions are a little bit more deep thinking.
Okay.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
Finishing college.
Do you consider yourself a morning or night person?
Morning. Definitely a morning person.
No qualms about that whatsoever.
No.
What's your game plan for being a morning person? Just drink a ton of coffee?
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't drink caffeine.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, may change once comes 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I just go to bed on the earlier side, and I wake up in the morning, and I've got to be ready to go. Usually I lift in the morning, so.
Okay. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Probably when people bite their nails.
Okay. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a deserted island with? This could be
anyone?
Basketball or volleyball.
I would say Nina.
Okay.
We would have fun together.
Okay, fair enough. If you could bring three things with you on a deserted island, what would they be?
Oh, wow. Someone else, a friend or my family with me. I don't know if that's a thing.
Why would you do that to your friend or your
so
family
So I wouldn't
member?
Be alone. Some matches, because I don't think I'd be able to start a fire on my own. And some form of entertainment. I don't know. My phone, my computer, although I wouldn't have service.
There's no electricity either.
Some magazines then.
Okay.
Try to entertain myself.
As a child, what did you wish you wanted to be when you grew up?
Oh, when I was really little, funny, I told my mom that I wanted to be a bunny when I grew up.
A bunny?
Just like a real bunny.
Okay.
Not the Easter bunny, just a bunny.
Fair enough. If you could be any TV movie character, who would you be and why?
I would probably be Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy because I love that show and I've been watching it for so long now.
Okay. Is it still in the air?
Yeah, it's like 12 seasons, 11 seasons.
Wow.
It's crazy.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
To fly. I hate flying on planes. I'm really bad on planes, so I'd prefer just to fly myself.
Okay, fair enough. Where would be the first place you'd go fly to?
Hawaii.
Smart decision. What are you most thankful for?
The opportunity that my parents have given me throughout my life.
Finish this statement. I can't believe I once...
won a conference championship.
Nice. What is the secret to having a good life?
Being happy.
Go with the cliche answer. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's true, though.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
The past. I loved growing up and just playing on the street all day and not having a care in the world.
Yep. So you go back to you being a child.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Definitely.
What's the hardest thing you've ever done?
These past 4 years, getting through both sports without ever breaking down or needing a break has probably been, it's been a learning experience, and it's been fun, but it's been tough.
If you had a golden ticket and go to any concert past or present, who would the band be?
Kenny Chesney.
How do you like to spend a rainy day?
In bed watching Netflix.
Watching Grey's Anatomy?
Yes.
Fair enough. So, you kind of answered this question already, but if you could wake up tomorrow as an animal, what animal would it be?
I would say a dog, maybe? They seem to have a lot of fun just running around in the leaves.
Not a bunny?
Not a bunny. That was just my dream aspiration when I was younger.
You're going to a dinner, and at the table you can invite three people, past or present. Who would they be and why?
My brother. And my sister would definitely be two. And then my nanny, I think it would be.
So no famous people?
No.
Okay.
I like being around my family a lot.
All right, fair enough. You have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
A romantic comedy. I love romantic comedies.
So what would the romantic comedy be about? Like what?
It'd be like a Nicholas Sparks type of story.
So who would, like, would you star in a movie? Or would you?
No. No, I cannot.
You walk into the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the school for the very first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
To enjoy the next 4 years, because they go by extremely quick and everyone tells you that and you don't believe them, but it's very true, and to have fun and to be happy, because that's what matters.
This is the same type of question. You're walking down the street one day and accidentally bump into yourself 10 years into the future. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully I'm a doctor and I have some kids running around next to me and just have a great family, and my family's all doing great. So.
My final question is, if you can make a slogan for your life, what would it be?
Slogan for my life, wow. A deep question.
Deep hitting question on the Have Our College Athletics podcast.
To always be the loudest, happiest person no matter where I am.
Okay.
Thanks to Olivia for coming onto the podcast. Please subscribe, download, listen, and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Let us know who we should interview next. Thanks for listening, and go Fords.